The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Somebody's life will never be the same again. We started a series last week on divine allocation. If you were here and you were blessed, shout hallelujah. And I started that series by speaking extensively. I talked on assessing divine allocation for long life. And I spoke to us extensively about the important facts about long life, about five of them. And I gave us six examples of people who had long life. Started with Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to Joseph, to Moses, and to Joshua. And I went on to give you keys to long life. I said, number one, honor your parents. How many of us can remember that? I said, honor your parents. I said also, the power of the communion. I said, honor to the Almighty God. That's number one. And of course, honor to your parents. Right words. And I stopped with the power of the communion. I want to go on today to the part two of that message. Divine Allocation Series, Assessing Divine Allocation for Long Life, Part 2. Divine Allocation Series, Assessing Divine Allocation for Long Life, Part 2. You are destined to live long. It is not in God's character to cut the life of His children short. In Psalm 118 verse 17, it says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So you are not permitted for your life to be cut off until God has destined for you. You are not permitted to die in an untimely manner. And the devil knows that his time is short, so he's going around trying to destroy people. But as for you and I, we will remain undestroyable in the name of Jesus. I say we will remain undestroyable in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You and your family, you are going to live long in the name of Jesus. Nothing like untimely death to be seen around you and your family. In Zechariah chapter 8 verse 4, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, There shall yet old men and women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem. Zechariah, not Zephaniah. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 4. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. That is, I will ensure that there are old men in your family. And they will be so old that they will have to use staffs because they did not die in the prime of their age. Somebody's family will be represented like this in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your thunderous amen. Also in Genesis chapter 15 verse 15, Genesis 15 verse 15, the Bible says, and thou shalt go to thy father in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age. I will ensure that you are not cut down in your prime. I will ensure that no devil can cut short your life. Friends, I speak to somebody here today. No force of darkness will be able to cut you down at your prime in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 34 verse 10 that the young lion do lack, but those that seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. Because you are coming to the house of God, it means you are seeking God. So you are not permitted to lack anything good. And one of the things that are good is long life. Is somebody with me tonight? I'm painting a picture of how the future will look like. And you are going to assess that future. Quickly tonight, I'll be giving us a few more keys to long life. Number one is the key of knowledge. Knowledge. Until you have the knowledge of the things we are talking about now, you might not be able to assess the best of it. Knowledge. 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 In Isaiah chapter 4 verse 6 explains to us that knowledge is so important. People are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Not because they don't have a certificate, but because they lack knowledge. People are killed because they lack knowledge. People are destabilized and destroyed because they lack knowledge. My people are destroyed just because they lack knowledge on this issue of long life. And that's why God sent me here, to teach you and to instruct you on this matter, on this issue of concern. In Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15 says, I will give unto you pastors after my own heart, that will feed you with knowledge. They will teach you knowledge and understanding. They will feed you. They will teach you to ensure that you have more knowledge. They will give you understanding. Friends, standing before you is one of those privileged servants sent to this generation to teach what it takes to assess what I'm teaching tonight. Friends, you will never die young forever. Mentality guarantees longevity. Your mentality determines how long you will live. Mentality averts calamity. Mentality feeds your reality. It is the way you look at it. That's the same way it will happen. Mentality is the key to security. I'm giving you four things now, real quick, so I hope you got it. Mentality is key to your security. And of course, mentality assists safety. I said number one, mentality guarantees longevity. Number two, I said mentality averts calamity. Number three, I said mentality is key to security. Number four, I said mentality assists your safety. And number five, I said mentality feeds your reality. Now, you must understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that death is darkness. And anywhere light appears, darkness suddenly disappears. Is somebody with me tonight? Death is darkness. That is the height of darkness. And anywhere knowledge appears, darkness must fly. John chapter 1 verse 5. Anywhere that appears, anywhere. It says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend that light. Somebody is here tonight, nobody will be able to comprehend your light. No devil will be able to comprehend your light. I can hear your loudest amen. So, feed yourself massively with knowledge. Let knowledge fill the depths of your entirety of your being. Psalms 91 verse 4. Let the knowledge of the scripture be in your heart, that you know that you are an untouchable entity. You are unwastable. He said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. He will ensure that he covers you. Somebody say, I'm covered. Let me hear you say, I'm covered. If you know you are covered, come on, say, I'm covered. In Psalms 121, Psalm 121 from verse 1 all through to verse 8. We'll be reading that together real quick. Now, let's look at it. Everybody, 1, 2, go now. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which maketh the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. That is, God does not slumber in keeping us. That's knowledge. Someone say knowledge. I sleep. All our fathers in the faith, they sleep. But the Bible says that God does not sleep. Behold, he that keepeth thee said, neither sleep nor slumber. Verse 5 now. Now let's read together now. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shed upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out. Somebody say amen. Amen. And thy coming in from this time forth. And forth. Even if he was not protecting you before, he said from this time forth. Someone say from this time forth. That is knowledge. This is what makes us, this is what makes us look as if we are arrogant. We are not arrogant. The knowledge of who is backing us up makes us know that devil is just a rubbish before us. You can be destroyed. You can't be a wasted person. You can't be a specimen in the hands of witches and wizards. Let this knowledge be in your heart and in your mind that you are not a wastable material. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not a wastable material. So the word of God is a shield. Many of us know what is called a shield. In those days, a shield is an instrument used to prevent darts. When you want to throw a dart to somebody, then the person will shield it. The word of God, the knowledge of God, is a shield. It's a shield against the wiles of the wicked. Once you fill yourself with knowledge, you know that your future will be alright. Put your hands on your chest and say, my future shall be alright. So there is no power under this earth permitted to waste you. In Isaiah 54 verse 17, Isaiah 54 verse 17 says, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I will condemn them. There is no power permitted to waste me. Someone say, no weapon. Weapon of the dream, weapon of physical bombardment, weapon of poison. No weapon. There is no way they bring it. My God is able. There is no how they bring their weapon in the night or in the day. God is able. There is no way they can destroy you. And it's not only you, but both you and your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. This is what they call knowledge. Once you have this, you are bold. You know that your God is with you. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. He that is with you, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You know that you know that you know that God cannot abandon you. It's a new day for somebody here today. Number two key to long life is the key of maintaining the right relationship. Maintaining the right relationship. Relationship affects safety. Association can invite destruction. Who surrounds you determines what you can suffer or what you can survive. Who surrounds you determine what you can suffer or what you can survive. It was the wrong conversation of Samson with Delilah that destroyed him. The wrong association. He went into friendship with the wrong person and they cut off his destiny. If he had probably not done that, he probably would not have died. Now, Samson died a very woeful death. His eyes was plucked out and he was grinding pepper for his enemies until his day of death. You and your family will never witness such in Jesus' name. I say you and your family will never witness such in Jesus' name. It was the wrong association that destroyed Amnon. His friendship with Jonadab destroyed him. His association... Amnon's association with Jonadab made him to be destroyed. One day, a man named Sheba, the son of Bichri. This story is in 2 Samuel chapter 20 from verse 1 to 26. I might not be able to read it tonight because of our time, but you can read when you get to. Immediately, this man entered a particular place. Everybody was about to be killed in that place. There are some people who, if they enter your life, destruction enters. Immediately, just because a woman was wise there, said, please don't destroy all of us because of this one person. We will dissociate ourselves with him. Then they cut off his head and threw it across the fence. And then every warrior that came to destroy that place left. They said, this one person that will make us to be destroyed, they cut off his head and threw the head across the fence to them. I said, take it. Take the person you want. Who are your friends? Who are your close acquaintances? These people go a long way to determine if you are going to live long or not. There's a story of a man who he had a very, very close friend who was an unbeliever. I don't know, probably did not also try to influence him and talk to him about Jesus. That friend was into all kinds of things. That guy was a church guy, but his friend was into everything you can think of. And then one day, he said, "Okay, since you don't carry babes with me, you don't drink, I'm going for a wedding ceremony. At least you will go for that one. I'm going for a wedding ceremony in the village. Please follow me." And as they were going, there was an accident, and that guy died instantly. Who you follow determines what follows you. And who your friends are determine how long you are going to live or not. Many have become prostitutes because of association. Many have entered cults because of association. Ah, my friend, don't worry. You just get power. Just power. You don't want power on this campus. There are some powerful guys on this campus. We are just join us. Friendship determines a lot to which how safe a man will be or not. Because your friends will spoil you towards things. Your friends will push things to you. They can push problem to you, or they can push calamity to you. But as for you and your family, you will never taste calamity forever in the name of Jesus. So watch your friends. If you walk with drunkards, you soon become a drunkard. If your friend, all she talks about from morning till night is men. From morning till night. There are people like that. If you talk to them from morning till night, they have no two conversation than opposite sex. From morning till night. If your friend is somebody who is a thief, you will soon move into thievery. You start from pencil. And from pencil, you graduate to calculator. In calculator, you begin to move. In calculator, you move to phone. And they drop, somebody dance outside in the church. This one, you don't forget his phone. Yeah, carry the phone. Disappear. As pastor is sharing the grace, you're already going. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. So watch your friends. Conviction must be the reason for association. Conviction must be the reason why you are. You don't just associate. You must be convinced that this association is a beneficial association. When we were much younger in the faith, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14 was one of the most popular scriptures. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? That was one of the most popular scriptures. Then, many have been destroyed because of wrong association. But that will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. So if a man is a friend to somebody who is marked for death, on the day he visits that person, he can also die. If one is a friend with somebody who has multiple sexual partners, she will soon graduate to that level too. Because most likely you will become like your friends. Most likely you will become exactly like your friends. So, watch it. So all of us that, all the people that like to go and be searching for friends on, just go there and say, search, get a free friend. It's not free. Get a friend. I am 28 years old. I am tall. I live in Nebraska. I need a friend, a male friend of 29 years in Nigeria. And then you click it. I'm now your friend. Watch it. So that the person will not franchise your life. Number three, key to long life that we are talking about tonight is disallowing of fear and anxiety. Disallow fear and anxiety. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So we must be men and women that disallow fear. Someone tell your neighbor and say, disallow fear. In Proverbs 3 verse 25, it says, be not afraid of sudden fear. Proverbs 3 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the dissolutions of the wicked when it cometh. Disallow fear. Fear magnetizes death. When you are so fearful, When your heart is so heavy with fear, you are attracting what you are fearful of. Don't allow, when the devil comes to you with fearful thought, return it back. Speak out. Shut up. What do you mean? There was a story of a lady who went to see her auntie who had breast cancer. And immediately she left the hospital, the fear of that breast cancer gripped her. And it gripped her for 26 years. After 26 years, she went to the hospital and she did a test and she discovered that she also had breast cancer. The fear pursued her for 26 years. Not 2 years, 6 months. 26 years. And the exact thing she was fearful, she got it. Fear is a snare. It's a snare. It's one of... Devil is the father of fear. Anywhere you see fear, it means that devil is there. So don't ensure you disallow anything called fear around you. That's why when you come to the church, one of the things we infuse in you is the spirit of faith and boldness. When you come to church, it's as if you should go out that Sunday or that Wednesday or whenever and go and see any devil. But after 2-3 days, the thing will come down again. That's why it's good to be a regular in church, not forsaking the assembly of the brethren. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. So that your faith can be built up to contend with the issues of life. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. God is going to help you tonight. In the name of Jesus. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Grace to win, God is going to give to you tonight. Hebrews 10 verse 25. Sorry, not 11:25. Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembly of the bread of ourselves. 10:25, not 11:25. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. That's what he calls slip of tongue. Praise the Lord. So don't allow anxiety. Don't allow anxiety. Don't allow fear. Disallow it. When the devil tells you, as you are traveling now, you will die, he said, it's a lie. You are very, very useless to even say that. When the devil tells you, you will not live to see these children do well, he will say, it's a lie. It's a lie. When the devil says, you forgot that your daddy died of high blood pressure, he said, nah, lie. Nah, lie. Nah, lie. It's a lie. What you are telling me is a lie. Don't forget that the devil is the father of lies. He is the father of lies. He went into the garden where some people were enjoying themselves and deceived them with lies. Say, this thing God says, you know, it's a lie. Eat it and then your life will be better. Don't, when the devil gives you the food of fear, reject it. Are you telling me you cannot say no? Are you telling me when somebody says, take this and eat, you cannot say no? Ah, devil is giving you something. Say, no, 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 I will not take this. I will not eat this. This is not for me. I know who I am. I know who I am. I'm not an ordinary person. I cannot eat this. I can't take this, please. The days of your fear are finally over tonight. I said the days of your fear are finally over tonight. The days of your fears are finally over tonight. You know, when we graduated from university, some of our friends, they refused to leave the campus because of fear. And maybe they will have carryover. And I can tell you, many of them had carryover. They refused. I ensured that I did not renew my rent. I said, me and this campus, we have nothing to do again. I said, I'm coming back for masters. I packed my bag and baggages and left finally. Somebody say finally. Finally! Somebody is in final year here tonight. As you are preparing to leave, you will leave that school finally. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. I left finally. There was no issue of maybe if something happened. There is no maybe there. There is no issue of maybe. The issue of fear has been dealt with thoroughly. And tonight, every issue of concern to you that makes you fearful is finally terminated tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So don't also allow anxiety. Anxiety is that you are apprehensive. You are feeling when you feel uneasy about something, go into prayers. Maybe you want to travel. There's a story of a man who was anxious about a particular trip. He wanted to go and something would draw him. Wanted to go and something would draw him. He went into prayers for 19 hours. Someone say 19 hours. 19 hours prayer. Father, legwa radakwa lagadash, lizazwa gakela dukwa dakadiala shiketo suakataya. Father, what are you saying? I can sense something. What are you? After 19 hours, he still felt uneasy. So he said, I'm not going. So he phoned them. He said, I can't come again now. Please, some other time. And the following morning, as he woke up, put on his TV, the aircraft and the plane he was supposed to travel with crashed, and 120 people died on the spot. 120 people on board. Everybody died on the spot. He would have also been on that plane, but he did not allow anxiety. He went to God within prayer, in the place of prayer, in the place of prayer, in the place of. There are many of you, you want to take a decision. God is, you are feeling so uneasy. It means that God is trying to communicate with you. Now you now draw near to Him. You go, you say, Father, what are you saying? There are many people who wanted to go into a marriage that will kill them. And God was telling them, their heart was jittery. They were fearful. They were scared. But they still put in, he has money. He has masters. As if his master is the certificate of masters that will protect you in the house. As if you'll be eating certificate in the house. Don't allow anything to push you to do what God is not telling you to do. Is somebody with me tonight? If you are with me tonight, shout a big hallelujah. God is always there to lead us if we are ready to hear Him. God is always there to lead us if we are always ready to hear Him. Number four, key to long life is guiding your thoughts. Guide your thoughts. Proverbs 23 verse 7. B, it says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thought determines what will happen to you eventually. As Proverbs 23 verse 7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever you are thinking of, you are magnetizing it. You are calling it forth. You are drawing it closer. Remember that scripture in James chapter 4 verse 8, telling us exactly what you should think about. The Bible tells us to condition our thinking, or else, because what you are thinking, you are drawing it close. You are drawing that thing close. You are drawing that thing. Anything you are thinking of, you are drawing it close. You are drawing that thing to yourself. Somebody is here tonight. Grace to think right comes for you in the name of Jesus. I say grace to think right comes for you in the name of Jesus. Grace to think of the right things that will change your life and your family comes to you in the name of Jesus. Never again are you going to think wrongly. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Grace to think the right things that will draw blessings to you comes for you in the name of Jesus. Ensure your thinking are thinking that glorifies God. Let it be thinking that is according to God's plan and according to God's purpose. It says, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. When the devil comes to advertise the product of death to you in your thinking, reject it. Just like what I said about fear. Anytime devil comes to you and tells you to think wrongly, ensure you immediately reject it. Someone say reject it. You reject it. You say no to it. You reject it totally. You say no to it totally. You resist it. Bible says resist the devil and he will what? He will flee from you. Just resist him. Resist him. Grace to resist the devil comes for somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. I can't hear your loud amen. I can't hear your loud amen. All right, let's go very quickly to number five. Key to long life is watch your lifestyle. Watch the kind of life you are living. Ensure that your life is a life that brings glory to God. Ensure that your life is a life that brings honor to God. Ensure that your life brings joy to God. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 17 tells us something. He says, be not much wicked, neither be thou foolish. Don't be wicked. Don't be foolish. He said, why? Or because. He said, why should that die before thy time? A person who lives a stupid life or a foolish life cannot live long. That's the truth. He said, don't be wicked. Don't be a foolish person. Who is a foolish person? Somebody who doesn't care about life. A foolish person, somebody who doesn't care about life. He takes life casually. And then, of course, he ends as a casualty. He takes life casually. He doesn't care. Whatever will happen, will happen. And when you say whatever will happen, will happen. What will happen, you will like it. Whatever will happen, will happen. You don't have to say whatever will happen, will happen. You must tune what... Devil doesn't want good things to happen to you. You must say it must happen in the right way. Devil doesn't want you to live long. You say, I will live long. Devil doesn't want you to prosper. You say, I will prosper. Devil doesn't want you to progress. You say, I will progress. Devil doesn't want you to succeed. You say, I will succeed. That's the way it works. Watch your lifestyle. Watch your lifestyle. Watch your... There are some lifestyles that... There are lifestyle that cannot... That doesn't aid long life. Some lifestyles don't aid long life. Don't be a night crawler. Always out in the night. Where are you going? Who are you looking for? What is missing on the road? Ensure that your lifestyle conforms with God, what God has said. Be hard on yourself. There's a difference between hardship and hardness. I think I've told you that before. There's a difference between hardship and hardness. Hardship is suffering. That's not what God wants for you. Hardness is you just say, no, I cannot live. You are tempted though, but you say, no, I can't live my life like this. I can't behave like everybody else is behaving. I can't visit where everybody else is visiting. Some years ago now, I can't remember, maybe like 6-7 years ago, a friend of mine in Abuja came to this city. And then he called me that he wanted to see me for something very important. And we have not seen for a long time. And he said I should meet him somewhere. And as I got to the place, it was an hotel where they have all these sweet joints and all. And then he called me. I said, where are you? He said, it's inside one place. Inside that place, outside, in like a barbecue place. And people were sitting down there, put some girls on their laps and all. You know, and as I entered the place, I sat down there with his friends. He's a federal government staff. You know, they were going for tour and all that. And they were all playing and joking. I tapped him. I said, I can't stay here. I cannot last here. I cannot stay here. He said, why? I said, take soup, pepper soup. I said, pepper soup that will soup my life. I said, take pepper soup. Take fresh fish. You know, when you like free things, sometimes you get yourself to trouble. When you are a person that everything you like, you just like free things. Say, come and eat this. Come and eat this. Everything is free, 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 free. I said, I can't stay here. See me off now or I live alone. My eye was seeing the things that I've never seen in my life. Even things that, Jehovah. I was seeing people like this. I said, is this human beings in this same town? Just 8 p.m. at night, not one in the night. Oh, 8 p.m. at night, I saw outfit. It was like, I said, I can't last here. Oh, yeah, see me off. As I entered my car to drive, I said, God, I thank you, I escaped this. Praise the Lord. You escape every trap of the devil. I say, you escape every trap of the devil. You will escape every trap of the devil. Let your lifestyle be a lifestyle that brings glory to God. Let your lifestyle be a lifestyle that brings glory to God. Don't let your lifestyle be a wayward, useless lifestyle. Conform your lifestyle to the extent that God is determined to protect you. He's determined to protect you because your life brings glory to God. There's someone here tonight. Your life will not be a wasted life. Your life will not be a wasted life. Your life will not be a wasted life. every youth under the sound of my voice, you will never live a wasted life. Your life will attract many to the kingdom of God. You will influence and impact your nation. You will influence and impact your state. You will influence and impact your neighborhood. You will influence and impact your entire community. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.